It's Friday, August 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: ups, downs, and levels in labor and work data to make sense of, a possible use case for NFTs, and AWS's subscription skills offering. This is the Business of Tech. There are several data points I want to try and make some sense of. In numbers that are up, long COVID has sidelined as many as 4 million U.S. workers, per new research cited by NPR. The researcher noted that it's 2.4% of the U.S. working population. Also up, residential energy costs due to work from home. In research from Carnegie Mellon, looking at January 2019 through April 2020, residential electricity use ticked up by about 5% as many people spent more time in their homes. A separate study by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that Americans paid $6 billion more on their home electricity bills from April to July 2020 than before pandemic lockdowns. In that energy data, low-income households and communities of color saw the most significant increase in electricity consumption. In the leveling group, U.S. residential broadband penetration of the U.S. occupied housing units has leveled off. After a sizable jump from Q2 2020 to Q2 2021, the last three quarters have shown a leveling. Also slowing, home prices in those pandemic boom towns like Boise, Idaho, and Austin. One of the reasons? Higher mortgage rates and increased prices. And down, new monthly job postings across all industries with metaverse in the title declined 81% between April and June, according to workplace researcher Revilio Labs. Yes, it coincides with the general slowdown in the tech sector as job postings in tech hubs like San Francisco and Austin, Texas, dropped 8.4% in the past 4 weeks, according to the job site Indeed. Now, why do we care? While I put them into that up, level, and down groups, that's not the story. Two themes. First, labor. When you hear noise about labor shortages, 2.4% of the U.S. working population being sick is pretty significant. Not often referenced, but worth knowing. Plus, let's note that the metaverse may quickly become a fad over labor. That's a pretty substantial drop in job listings. Are they all hired or just not a priority anymore? We'll see. Second, remote work. I think we're settling into the new pattern, even if we don't see it fully yet. Broadband growth and home prices leveling tells us there's been less movement and change in the past quarters. There's a new cost to work transferred to workers, energy, but I suspect most will happily trade that for the commute savings. I've been harsh on NFTs, but here's a use case to consider. Textbooks. Pearson Publishing, makers of textbooks, is exploring NFTs and the blockchain to allow the company to be involved in the aftermarket sale of used textbooks. From the earnings call, quote, "In the analog world, a Pearson textbook was resold up to 7 times, and we would only participate in the first sale. The move to digital helps diminish the secondary market. Technology like blockchain and NFTs allows us to participate in every sale of that particular item as it goes through its life." Why do we care? I'm not sure this one will fly. The utility of the use case is for the publisher, not the consumer. It doesn't mean it won't happen. It's at least a use case to consider, so I include it to ponder a bit more. On Tuesday this week, Amazon announced AWS Skill Builder individual and team subscriptions. Last fall, AWS introduced Skill Builder, a digital learning platform with free on-demand training modules. The new subscription service incorporates Builder Labs that cover common cloud scenarios, and AWS Jam, which challenges users to solve open-ended problems. This adds to AWS Skill Builder subscriptions, giving registered individuals and organizations access to exclusive learning materials built by builders for builders, in addition to the 500-plus free courses. The instructional package also incorporates AWS CloudQuest. In this, quote, role-based game, your mission is to help citizens of a virtual city by learning and building cloud solutions for their challenges, according to the post. Now, why do we care? If you missed my live stream Wednesday night from CompTIA's ChannelCon, upskilling workers was a key theme of the event, and I encourage you to catch that segment in the video on YouTube. CompTIA has a vision of certification growth, and Amazon does too. What intrigues me here is the idea of a subscription-based service for training. It's not necessarily new, but how often are these subscriptions offered as employee benefits? Can they be used to grow teams systematically and even build the new employees you need? If MasterClass can do it on the consumer side, there's reason to believe it would be successful in staffing and hiring too. In the fight against today's cyber criminals, we are much stronger as a community. That's why Huntress is proud to launch the Huntress Neighborhood Watch Program, a collection of resources designed to help elevate the broader security community. To kick off the Neighborhood Watch Program, Huntress is offering internal use licenses. These licenses will be available to the entire MSP community, regardless of if you are a Huntress partner or not, and will give you unrestricted access to the Huntress Managed Security Platform and their team 24/7 threat hunters. Harden your defenses, protect your own backyard, and better serve your customers by joining the Neighborhood Watch Program. Join the neighborhood or learn more at huntress.com/neighborhood. Thanks for listening. Today is International Beer Day, which clearly trumps National Couscous Day. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend diving into hiring smarter, and I'll be back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.